This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
A Bigfoot killed those guys.
His head's soaked. He's walking out the door. And there's pickle juice all over the floor.
I like it. What about you?
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And Jones, we go down to the great state of Florida for this one. Often go to Florida, although okay. I think we've given it a little bit of a break,
Let's
right?
see it, yeah.
Find out what's going on down there in the Sunshine State.
Also on 7, Erica, going to the chapel on your wedding day, of course, is a big moment. One bride underestimated just how long it would take to get there.
Not like a runaway bride situation. This one is trying to go to her own wedding.
Going to the chapel. Going to get married.
That's right.
Got it.
That's right.
How long would that take?
Yeah, I don't know.
15 minutes.
She's trying to plan ahead.
20 minutes.
It really all depends. Sometimes people stay close to where they're going to get married, maybe the night before they're there.
Good point.
Right? Maybe not. I don't know how much you travel to get to the destination
like
that day.
Something like that. You don't want to be farther than 15, 20 minutes away.
It is time sensitive, though. You also don't want to get there too early.
No.
Then the nerves can get to you. You start getting in your own head.
Well, you want to be a little fashionably late. It's your day.
Yeah.
You want to keep the people waiting a little bit. Not too much, but waiting a little bit.
Nope. Yeah. I remember when I met with the priest that married us. We'd met a couple of times. This was in my wife's hometown.
Sick crap, bro.
I was about to ask for it. Thank you. Nick beat me to it. Thank you.
So anyways, I met with a guy like a couple of times, right? Because they want to know you, I guess, before they marry you type of thing.
Sounds like they met you once and they're like, we need to talk to this guy again.
So they called him twice, right? Yeah, you're right. I don't know why I need to go back the second time.
I think most people don't.
So talked to him like twice. It's in my wife's hometown. And then we get there day of the wedding, and I walk in to to say hi to him or whatever, and it's me and my best man, and he looks at the two of us, and I don't think he knew who was getting married. He's like, "And you, Richard?"
You're
and I'm like, "Me, dude. Like we've met."
He's like, "The two of you?"
Like, no, not him. I'd be flattered, but no, it's not him. And he's like, "The two times we met with him were useless. He had no idea. He didn't know which one it was."
Nice.
I'm like, "It's me. I'm the guy getting married.
I'm the one getting married. It's my day." It's my night.
Yeah. And then he was great.
Also on 7, Erica, going to the chapel on your wedding day, of course, is a big moment. One bride underestimated just how long it would take to get there.
Whose wedding is it?
It's mine.
So fast forward to a police officer pulling over a car.
Oh, boy.
Where there are two people inside. And so it's like police cam video now. So it's two people in the car, window down, looking at the police officer. So No. They were driving. Well, I guess I shouldn't make assumptions.
Nick beat me to it again. We're on the same wavelength right now.
Shouldn't
Nick.
Make assumptions.
Yeah. Whose wedding is it?
It's mine.
What time is it?
It's 2:30.
Where at?
It's the work at
the park. So you're already late.
They pulled over.
Thanks, dude.
Whose wedding is it?
Super helpful.
It's mine.
Yeah.
Also, a little bit of a red flag would be it's a woman. Who's going to get married? The guy driving, not the husband? Who's this guy?
Are they up to? Not the husband driving?
No.
No. Well, they're not supposed to see each other before the wedding.
But is she supposed to see other dudes?
Well, good point. I would. You're kind of hoping it's the...
You know this guy. You know this
maid of honor or somebody like that driving her. Yeah.
Just give me a minute. I'll let you take her. But I'm going to give you a court date. I'm going to... It's a mandatory court appearance.
Thank you.
All right.
Brutal. You're not going to let somebody go on their wedding day?
Hell.
What do you mean?
Now what? I can just speed around all I want in my wedding attire? Yeah. Now that's just carte blanche to just drive around and take advantage of this loophole. We're now, sir, you're in a tux. Why were you going 90? Oh, well, I'm going to my wedding. Oh, you're in a tux. I see that. Well, you know what? We're going to let you off. No ticket.
That's you just always wear a tux?
Yeah.
Just hum around the place?
She drives around Tuesday night, sir. She drives around all the time. Don't judge me when I want to get married. Yeah. Yeah, she just drives everywhere she goes in a wedding dress. What a loophole that would be.
Tuesdays could be very personal to you.
Yeah.
So they got pulled over in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. Do you know how fast they were going? 45.
80.
They were going 105.
All right, give me that one's a court date. I don't care if it's your wedding day. That's a court date.
I guess I'm back down with the officer on this one.
Okay.
Going 105. Like, we're going to make up some time here on the ground. Like, no, you can't.
So get this. Port St. Lucie police clocked a driver going 105 miles an hour in a 45-mile-per-hour speed zone Friday. Turns out that driver was the wedding guest, the bride, as you see there, riding shotgun. They were already 15 minutes late for the wedding.
Wedding guest.
Driving around with her wedding guest and they were 15 minutes late?
Dude.
What'd they do with the other 14?
I think we have a pretty good idea of what was going on here.
Yeah.
Why were you late? Like, honey, don't worry about it. What happened? Why were you late? Ah, just, you know, strangest thing. Couldn't get out of bed this morning. Luckily, Chris was there to drive me. You're like, wait, what? Why was Chris there?
Why is he? I don't even like that he was at the wedding. The wedding's off.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to invite this guy. Yeah. Now he's spending the night with you and bringing you in. What the hell's happening?
I don't like that.
No, it's not good.
No.
In a 45-mile-per-hour speed zone Friday. Turns out that driver was the wedding guest, the bride, as you see there, riding shotgun. They were already 15 minutes late for the wedding.
Oh, boy.
Police did let the two go, but as you heard, the driver now has a mandatory court appearance.
That one's hard to dispute. 105.
105 and 45.
Yeah. Hopefully she had a beautiful wedding.
That's right.
After she got there safely.
Stress-free.
Yeah.
Got there, got it done.
I'm guessing none of that happened.
Hopefully they went through with the ceremony.
I was going to say, I think there's a bit of a love triangle going on here.
I think the wedding was called off.
Wedding guest?
Hopefully they had a beautiful wedding. I'm going to guess not.
I don't think so.
I'm going to guess not there, lady.
Pretty scary stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. He's got sort of a guilty face on him, too, if you see the driver. That looks like a guy that was clearly
looks like a guy who's like,
no good.
Are we on camera right now? This is bad
like,
for everyone.
Oh, no. No one's going to hear about this, right? It's like, yeah, you're late. You're late.
It's on the news now. Okay.
The police officer says, you're already late. She says, we're trying to get there.
Yeah.
There you are.
That's what she said.
Scary stuff.
So there you go. That is the madness. Keep for madness. Each and every day. Check that. Each and every Thursday, just about, on Jones and Keith at 12:45. You can mark that down.